Israeli forces killed three Palestinians in Gaza today, including two gunmen in airstrikes and other clashes. The violence came a day after Israeli forces killed 17 people, including two women acting as human shields between troops and gunmen hiding in a mosque. The operation is one of the biggest since the military and Jewish settlers pulled out of Gaza a year ago. Co-director of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, talks about the Israeli offensive.
I think this is a reflection of Israel's frustrating with the fact that the negotiations for the release of the kidnapped soldier are stalemated. They haven't gone anywhere. They're not progressing, and Israel is voicing its frustration by this military invasion into Gaza. They've been preparing public opinion for quite some time for this by talking about all the weapons and ammunition that's been smuggled into Gaza from the Sinai Desert. But even the reports by the security forces in Israel that the Palestinians have imported anti-tank missiles of the kind used by Hezbollah in Lebanon are apparently not true, because the Israelis are not being shot at by anything than low-tech RPG rockets and other light ammunition. If the Palestinians have heavier ammunition and more technologically advanced rockets, I assume they would be using them now in response to the Israeli attack, but they're not.